No matter how far away college seems, it will be here before you know it, along with all the costs, the tuition, the dorm rooms, the meal plans, the student fees, the list goes on. The time to start planning is right now with this edition of On Your Money. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Kevin McKinley is a financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money, LLC. Kevin, welcome back.
Hello, Kate.
And if you have a question about saving or paying for college, join in the conversation with your question at 800-642-1234. What about paying off school loans? Are you thinking about going to grad school? How will you cover that cost? Call in with your questions or email onyourmoney@wpr.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Kevin, it's a very special membership drive edition of On Your Money, and we have a very special gift for those who pledge any dollar amount during this hour. Can you tell us about it?
Kate, I look forward to this time of the year, and it allows me to demonstrate how much I appreciate being a part of Wisconsin Public Radio, and hopefully it allows the listeners to show how much they appreciate Wisconsin Public Radio and, to a lesser extent, On Your Money. We're going to send out to anyone who pledges during this hour one of our most popular On Your Money mini money booklets called Covering College Costs. We haven't offered this in several years, and we've updated it for today's information, facts, and figures, and it's available at any dollar amount to people who pledge online right now. And then once we reach our goal for our pledges, in 2 weeks we are going to have an entire show devoted to answering your questions.
And that is on March 6th. So tell us about this particular mini money booklet.
Well, it's not really a book. It's 16 pages crammed full of information. It can be emailed to you almost immediately, and it covers information, whether it's before birth of a child or after graduation and everything between, whether it's saving, borrowing, maximizing financial aid, trying to figure out how to pay off your student loans, where to start and where to find money. There is a lot of money out there available to help people pay for college, but you have to know where to look, and we have all that information contained in our On Your Money mini money booklet Covering College Costs.
And who do you think will find this the most useful?
Anyone with a heart or a brain, but just about anybody who's responsible covering either their own or someone else's college expenses. Prospective parents, new parents, parents of older kids, it's never too late to start. In fact, some people, you know, who have teenagers, maybe 13 or 14 years old, say that, you know, it's so late, there's really nothing we can do. No, that's actually the most crucial time to figure out how you are going to pay for this looming cost. And so even if you have someone who's going off to school in the next year or two, or someone who's in school, you will find some information that's helpful in here. Grandparents especially, they might read it for themselves to find out how they can help their beloved grandchild pay for college, or they can pass it along to the parents as well. Adult students who are thinking about going to grad school or having trouble repaying student loans. And even if you don't have a specific person in your life or yourself who is concerned about college costs, pledge any dollar amount right now to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can get the copy, then you can pass it along via email to someone else who you do care about who might be struggling with this issue.
Forward, just forward. Is that right, Kevin? So what are we going to be digging into this hour?
Today we're going to be talking about what to do at each stage of planning for college costs, before the kids go off to college, while the kid is in school, and then afterwards figuring out again how to make the most of the education and get those college loans paid off as soon as possible.
Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin McKinley does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. On Your Money, just very popular here on the Ideas Network, Kevin, and you've been such a great guide for all of the money things that come up in life, the personal finance things. And listening to the Ideas Network every day, it's what people rely on for news, information, interesting conversations, and also how to guide their pocketbook.
Right. We take a great deal of pride in the subject matter that we cover here. It might not be quite as esoteric or as interesting as some of the other shows on Wisconsin Public Radio, but one thing we are very proud of is that we give you information that can actually save you money or allow you to make your money grow better. And what we hope is that you use a little bit of those savings or the extra earnings and pass it along to Wisconsin Public Radio. Kate, why don't you give that information out so people can start pledging right now?
And the number is 888-202-2552. You can also go to WPR.org to make your gift right now. Pledge Drive's such an important time to hear from new members. If you've never given before, make today that you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. And give the way you listen. If you've been listening to On Your Money through the years, through the decades, become a sustainer by making ongoing monthly contributions. It's convenient for you. It's a great way to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And I think it's the Kevin approved way. A little bit each month, it goes a long way. Is that right, Kevin?
That's right. A lot of knowledge and a little bit of money can make a big difference. And that's one of the things we highlight in this On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs that's available to anyone who pledges any dollar amount during this hour, is we talk about how actually it's not easy, but it is simple to figure out how to pay for college. You know, many families with fewer resources and less information have been able to somehow figure out getting their kids some kind of higher education and hopefully a degree. And I've done this now for 30 years as a financial planner, and I've seen how it's actually worked, not just for single generations, but multiple generations of figuring out how to scratch up all this money, this huge ticket. In the booklet, this information is worth your pledge alone. But we take an example of how a couple today were able to, or a family were able to come up with the $80,000 that it really requires for a four-year in-state public university tuition and living expenses, how they were able to do it by saving just a few dollars a day and spending a few dollars a month and then paying off a few dollars a day for student loan payments. And it's actually easy to do if you can see it broken down. You know, it's kind of like when they say you have to eat an elephant. You start with a little bit. And that's the best way to do it, is start with just a little bit. Do what you can. You don't have to have a giant, a golf tournament championship check the day that your kid graduates from high school made out to the university or the two-year school if you're going that direction. But you do have to have some money saved up so you can cover that first semester. And we talk about how to save that money, the best way to do it, how to prioritize all of your dollars so that you know, many families are concerned about, well, do I pay my debt off? Do I pay my mortgage off? Do I save for retirement? Do I save for college? What do I do? We have a list of not only how you should prioritize saving for dollars, but once the time comes, we have 15 different sources of funds you can use to pay for college. And then we rank those so that you can go through each and every one and figure out what the best way is to pull a dollar out from that and to cover the cost of tuition and living expenses.
Well, the number to call right now is 888-202-2552 to make that contribution, or WPR.org to get your booklet covering college costs. Kevin, let's start with the steps that parents need to take before their kids go off to college. What should they do?
Well, we talked about this, Kate, but we're going to talk about prioritizing your dollars. As I mentioned, you have a difficult time when you have a paycheck coming in. You have your basic monthly expenses, you have some upcoming expenses, but then you have your own retirement and your own college costs for yourself or your children. It's very difficult to figure out how to prioritize those. So first of all, start with paying off your credit card debt. That's the best bang for the buck. It not only saves you a lot of interest, but it improves your credit score, which will help you now in the form of lowering your ongoing costs for lots of things, including auto insurance and homeowners insurance and for loans. But it will also make it easier for you to borrow money in the future for college if you can. Then save for retirement and then for college. And we have a way to break down how much to save for college and how much to save for retirement. But this is one thing I see a lot of younger couples trying to do, and it's very noble, but I don't recommend it. Don't pay off your mortgage any faster than you have to. As a matter of fact, if you have a family and you have kids and you're trying to figure out how to pay for college, go out and get a 30-year mortgage for 80% of the loan to value and get a fixed rate mortgage, and then make just the minimum payment on that mortgage and use any extra savings for those other priorities that we mentioned earlier.
What if parents don't have enough to save for both retirement and for college?
Yeah, there's a rule of thumb for that. Save enough in any pre-tax plan, like a 401k or a 403b that you might have at work, just to get your income down below the top of the new 12% federal income tax bracket. And that's about $50,000 of gross earnings for a single filer and about $100,000 for married couples filing jointly. Then, if you have any money left over after that, move to Roth IRAs and put in the maximum amount you possibly can in it. Don't forget that you have a spousal contribution option. If you have a stay-at-home married partner who doesn't have any earnings, you can still make a contribution for him or her up to the maximum dollar amount. You don't get any tax break on those Roth IRA contributions, but any earnings in the future are sheltered from taxation. And then in retirement, it's tax-free. But the cool thing about using Roth IRAs to save for college is that you can pull the contributions to those Roth IRAs out at any time for any reason with no taxes or penalties whatsoever. And then you can use the contributions for college, or if you don't need it, it'll be there tax-free in retirement. And if there's any money left over after you max out your pre-tax contributions down to the 12% federal income tax bracket and then your Roth IRA contributions, you can always move it back to the pre-tax retirement plan.
And should the kids be doing anything special at this time?
They should be getting good grades. Kate, one of the things that I've learned, and you've probably seen this as well, is there's definitely grade inflation coming that's come since we were in school. It used to be that if you got a B average, that was pretty good. Well, one of the things that you find in a lot of high schools now is that a B average maybe puts you in the top 0.5% of the 50% of the class. And so that's not as impressive as it might have once been. So get good grades. Start prepping for tests like standardized test. Fill out your resume with extracurricular activities at school or volunteering. And this is the most important things that kids can be doing while they're in high school to help cover college costs. Taking AP classes, advanced placement classes, or taking credits at a local two-year school or the local university or even online. Not only will these classes help the kid get into schools he or she might otherwise not have been able to get into, may give you more financial aid because you're getting into a more expensive, better school and getting that's tougher to get into and then getting more aid for it, but it will save you huge amounts of money once the kid is into school. If you can even accumulate 12 to 15 credits by the time you get out of high school and start entering college, that's a whole semester. And a semester right now, just a basic expense for tuition and living expenses is about $10,000. So 12 to 15 credits can save the kid and the family $10,000 for just a semester. And Kate, that's like working 1,400 hours in a year at minimum wage. So their choice is build up 12 to 15 credits or work 30 hours a week for a year round at $7 an hour. So it's a pretty good use of their time to try to build up those extra credits.
So what about choosing that school?
As a rule of thumb, try to choose the cheapest possible option you can stand. It's a very tenuous link, if there is one at all, between paying more money for the education and actually getting a better outcome, especially in the form of higher wages. Go local. Live at home at first if you can. That might mean attending a two-year school. It doesn't matter where you start your higher education. It matters where you finish and that you get the degree. In terms of public versus private, really most of the studies show that only top-tier private schools have a distinct financial advantage over most public universities, especially in-state public universities. And part of that is because the kind of kid who can get into those top-tier public or private schools, rather, is a real hard worker, really bright kid, and very obsessed on their academic achievements, so they're more likely to be successful once they get out of the school as well. There's no demonstration that an out-of-state public school is worth the extra cost versus Wisconsin and Minnesota's in-state public schools. Where the private schools might save some money is, first of all, you might get more financial aid depending on the school and your situation, but more so that you're more likely to get in and get out within 4 years from the private school than you are from the public school. According to the College Board, several private schools in Wisconsin lead in terms of students in a particular class who get out within 4 years. Beloit is 69%, St. Norbert's is 67%, Marquette is 60%, and Lawrence is 59%. Most of the state schools, of which I'm a product, Madison is by far the best at getting kids out with a degree in 4 years at 50%. 20%, but the rest of them are in the 15 to 25% range. And now some of that is reflected by just the demographics of the kind of people who attend a local public university. But if it takes you 5.5 years to get out of a public university, that might end up costing you more than 4 years at the private school.
It is the winter pledge drive edition of On Your Money. Covering College Costs is the booklet that you will get at any pledge amount at 888-202-2552. You can make your pledge at WPR.org. Pledge drives are such an important time to hear from listeners, new members as well. If you've just started listening to On Your Money, you've picked up tips along the way, tips that have helped you in life. Become a member right now at 888-202-2552. Pledge at WPR.org. It's been a little bit of a sleepy start here, Kevin. So we want to get the we really want to get things going here during this hour of On Your Money. And I know, Kevin, that you know that they're out there.
Yeah. How are we doing on pledges so far?
Well, we've got 8 new pledges. We got 40 pledges in right now. So that was last break. I'm sorry. This break, we've got a pledge count of 20, and the goal is 220.
All right, so, people, keep it coming here. Here we go. 888-202-2552, or go online at WPR.org and pledge any dollar amount whatsoever. Not only do you demonstrate your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and On Your Money, it can be $1, it can be $5, it can be $50. Don't get caught up in the dollar amount. Just pledge whatever you can. Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and for On Your Money that you listen. You know, this is part of the metric that the powers that be at Wisconsin Public Radio use when they're deciding on shows. They say, well, you know, this is the way people vote with their dollars, is by saying we demonstrate our support for this particular show. And it's a very accurate metric to use to figure out who is really into a show, because dollars are hard to pledge. But if you can just pledge a couple of years, show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money, you're with Wisconsin Public Radio all the time. We're with you 2 times a week, and you can listen online whenever you want. And we just got our podcast up, so you can go to iTunes and download not only this episode, but all of the back episodes for the last several months of On Your Money. And that costs money to set that up, and a little bit of your money would help out. It's free to download, but you, Wisconsin Public Radio, has invested a lot of time and energy in making sure that podcasts for all of their shows are available. And that's just another way that Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to serve you, the listener. But that takes money to do, and we need a little bit of yours right now. Call 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org to make your pledge now.
And Annette from Wrightstown has made a pledge. She says she's giving for the Covering College Costs booklet, which you can get at any amount right now at 888-202-2552. Pledge at WPR.org. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. We'll pick up the conversation in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. Students who are getting ready to set off to college will have a lot of decisions to make in the coming months. Central question, how is my education going to be paid for? That question is front and center on this edition of On Your Money. It is a pledge edition. You're getting the Covering College Costs booklet. Kevin McKinley is a financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money LLC. You can bring up your question at 800-642-1234. If you have a personal finance question on how to pay for college, call in or email onyourmoney@wpr.org. Let's go to Patricia now, who joins us from Madison. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning, Kate and Kevin. First of all, Kevin, congratulations on your award the other week, and I think you deserve a title, and I've come up with the Grand Poobah of Moolah.
I will take that. Patricia, are you referring to the Governor's Council of Financial Literacy Legacy Award by any chance?
I am, yes.
All right, good. I'm glad to make sure you got that out there. Yeah, thank you very much. No, we had a ceremony with several other recipients in the Capitol on Wednesday morning. It was a lovely ceremony, and it was really great to see, because there were dozens of people there from Wisconsin who are doing their best to try to make Wisconsin residents more literate about their money and give them the tools they need to be successful. And I loved it. And it was not just, you know, derps like me. It was banks. It was credit unions. It was a lot, very well represented from public and private education programs where people had gone into schools and set up programs so the kids could learn. The Department of Financial Institutions really is the guiding sponsor for this, and they do an absolutely wonderful job, especially compared to all the other states out there. In my opinion, Wisconsin is by far the strongest state in terms of giving its residents information they can use to make smart financial decisions. So thank you, Patricia, and I'll see if I can fit that title on my license plate on my vehicle.
Patricia, what's the question? Oh, Patricia, are you there? Oh, she thought she heard recently that the state residents... Oh, Patricia, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, sorry about that. Your question.
No, the question was, I heard him say on the Saturday repeat program about... being able to deduct on Wisconsin taxes contributions made to out-of-state students for college savings?
That's kind of true. What you probably heard, Patricia, was we were talking about the EDVEST, the 529 College Savings Plan, and that's Wisconsin's state-sponsored college savings plan. And you can use that money for tax-free for qualified higher education expenses for a student who lives in any state to go to any school in any other state and for several schools overseas. So let's say we have a grandparent in Wisconsin who wants to put money into the Wisconsin's plan. She'll get a tax break on the first about $3,000 or so that she puts into that account. And then once her grandchild in, let's say, Virginia decides to go to school in Florida, in theory, that money can be pulled out tax-free to pay for the qualified higher education expenses. So although the deduction on the contribution is specific to Wisconsin residents, the use of it is not predicated on the student's state of residence or on the school and where she might go to college.
So the contributions have to be made to the Wisconsin plan. Is that what you're saying?
You are correct, Patricia.
Okay. Thank you very much. Continue your good work.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
And here's where we stand, Kevin, on this winter membership drive. We are at 177 that we need to go here. So we have some more Covering College Costs booklets that are sitting in the stack that need to be distributed.
Forklift in the Wisconsin Public Radio warehouse. It's right near the loading dock right now. Gus is driving it, and he's a little grumpy this morning because they're starting to get heavy. So people, do us a favor. Help take these off our hands. They're one of our most popular On Your Money, Mini Money booklets we put together, and we haven't offered it for several years. We won't be offering it for several years again in the future. So if for any reason you or someone you know or love is going to be going to college, this can help them pay for it. It can save them tens of thousands of dollars over their lifetime, depending on how you choose to implement the information and your situation. But to get your copy, you can go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552 and pledge any dollar amount. This is one of the very few times during Wisconsin Public Radio's membership drive where you can pledge $1 and you can still get something tangible back. And it's not even a very valuable backpack or coaster, coffee mug, tote bag, whatever. This is something you can actually use to save yourself, again, tens, hundreds, thousands of dollars on college expenses, on interest costs, on student loans. But to get your copy of the On Your Money, Mini Money booklet covering college costs, you have to go now and call 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org. Kate, I know for a fact because this is probably, I'm guessing, the 40th pledge drive that we've done for On Your Money. And people say this to me afterwards. They say, yeah, it took a few minutes out of my day to go online or to make the call for my cell phone. But boy, I felt better after I did it.
Yeah, and there's research to back that up. Patty from Madison says On Your Money is a wonderful public service, and Kevin makes it interesting interesting and fun. Carrie from Cottage Grove says, really enjoy On Your Money. And Emily from Appleton is right there as well, Kevin. She wanted the Covering College Costs booklet, and she said, I wanted a thank you gift. I really liked the show, wanted to show my support. So thanks, Emily, Patty, Carrie. Now let's thank you at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Listener support is the single largest piece of the budget pie here at WPR. It makes up about 40% of the budget. The Ideas Network is available to the whole community. So thank you for your support. Go to 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. So Kevin, once students are in school, what can be done to get the most education for the fewest dollars?
Get out with a degree as soon as possible. One more year of school, especially at a four-year institution, could cost anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000. Plus, it delays your entry into the job market, which if you come in at the wrong time, we've seen this in long studies, when one of the biggest determinants of when people or how successful they are financially over a decades-long work career is when they enter the job market. The longer it takes you to get it in there, the more money it costs you. So you're not only losing out on the $20,000 to $25,000 of the cost for this extra year, but then you're losing out on maybe the $30,000 to $50,000 you might be earning otherwise. So that extra year can cost you $50,000 to $75,000. So take a full load during the semesters, and then take courses during the winter and summer breaks. And I'm a daughter in college right now, and over winter break, and she did this all on her own. I was very proud of her, but she registered for an online course, and she got an A in it. It was one of the most useful courses she could take during that break, but it was 3 credits, and she did it from her laptop. And it was, if you can do that during a few summer breaks and winter breaks, again, you might get yourself a whole semester or even a year worth of extra credits that don't cost you anything more in terms of the amount of time, but can really save you a ton of money in tuition and room and board.
So what about working while students are in school?
Yeah, I did, and did you, Kate?
I sure did, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most of us did, and I'd recommend it if the kids can find some kind of job or even an internship in their intended field. You know, if you are going to, if you're hotel or restaurant management, you get a job in a hotel or a restaurant, fantastic. That's great experience, gives you a better idea of what the job is going to be when you graduate, and also some contacts you can use to hopefully get your real full-time grown-up job when you get out. But if you are an education major and you are bussing tables or working at a bartending or something like that, and especially if it really affects your schedule and your ability to do well in school, I'm not a big fan of it. I would rather have you borrow off the money because the job can take you away from your studies. The income can hurt need-based financial aid that you might get. So I think you're better off borrowing the money, taking more classes, and getting better grades.
Speaking of borrowing, how do you feel about families taking on debt for higher education costs?
It's a necessary evil for the majority of families. About 2/3 of families have to take on some kind of debt to pay for their kids' higher education expenses. And it's kind of like buying a house. If you try to save up enough cash to purchase a house with cash, it'll take you forever to do so. You still have to pay for rent. And so you're better off borrowing the money and using it to get the degree as soon as possible, get out and then get into the workforce and pay it back. But use it wisely. And in the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, Covering College Costs, it's available by going online at WBR.org or 888-202-2552, calling that number. We have all the information on how to prioritize savings and borrowing and where to rank so that you can go through each source of funds and say, okay, do I have any money in this? No. Okay, move on to the next one to figure out when you should pull money out of your savings and when to borrow. And the order for loans is you should start with federal loans, then move on to private loans, then home equity loans, like a home equity line of credit or even getting a new mortgage, and then finally only in an emergency, credit cards. Now, to get these federal loans, you should fill out the FAFSA, the Federal Financial Aid Form, every single year, regardless of your situation. Fill it out by October 1st or after October 1st of the year preceding the year in which you're going to go to school in the fall, and then take those federal loans out, whether they're subsidized or unsubsidized. Take the federal loans out every single year, whether you need it or not. Use any savings you've accumulated to pay for the later years, or to pay off the loans if you don't need it to cover college costs.
But too much debt can easily get students and their parents in trouble. So what should they do so they don't get over their head?
Yeah, that's right. That's a formula we've developed here in the On Your Money Laboratories, Kate, to decide how much debt is too much for higher education. So what you need to do is get information on graduates of a particular major from a particular school and their placement rate and then the average salary for the people who are getting jobs from there. So let's say you want to be a nurse and you find out that nursing majors from, let's just say, UW-Eau Claire, 90% of them get jobs as a nurse once they get out of school, and the median salary or the average salary is $40,000. You take 90% times $40,000, that equals $36,000, and that's about the limit of debt that you should incur to get that particular degree. And it really can be some sobering statistics, because you might find out that while this is a great school and a really good program, maybe they're not, graduates aren't getting jobs very quickly, and if they are, they're not earning enough to pay off the $50,000 or $100,000 it costs for debt. And that should definitely cause you to rethink if this is the right school and the right field of study if it's that expensive.
Well, we're broadcasting from the On Your Money Laboratories. I like the ring of that, Kevin. It is the winter membership drive. Your gift right now, so important, at 888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org. You'll get at any amount covering college costs, the On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs. It's a great way to figure out about how to approach, how to tackle those college costs. So make that pledge right now at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Kevin, here is where we stand. The goal is 220 pledges this hour. We need 136 more pledges. And from what I understand, Kevin, a lot come in at the end. So we may be picking up steam here.
Yes, they do. People are usually driving to work, maybe with a little bit of the delays out right now due to the weather throughout the Midwest. They might have some extra time, but we get a lot right towards the end. But please, we usually have a difficult time fulfilling the request if they come in after the top of the hour. So if you have a moment, go now, pledge any dollar amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And not only will you feel good about showing your tangible support for Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money, but you will get a copy almost immediately of the On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs. It has lots of information in there, not just about paying for college, but how to save for college, how to deal with student loans. If you're having trouble with student loans, which millions of young Americans and older Americans are, we have resources you can use to try to help yourself get out from under all of that debt. We have websites you can use for some assistance for that. So, but you have to get your copy by pledging now any dollar amount to get your copy of the On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs, 888-202-2552, or going online at WPR.org. And by the way, people, this is not just about showing your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money by pledging your money during this particular hour. It also is a demonstration of your support for Kate Archer-Kenton and the wonderful job that she's done of going through all these different topics and then having to come on this stupid show at 8 a.m. on every Tuesday morning.
Don't use the word stupid, I would say to my kids.
Intellectually challenged show. Is that better? All right. Differently abled.
Well, Trista from Eagle River says, love the advice given by Kevin. Jerry from Cambria is saying, I appreciate the financial advice. So we're hearing from you out there. Join in at 888-202-2552 to make that pledge right now or WPR.org. You've been enjoying a conversation about how to help parents and their kids prepare financially for college. And this hour is just one example of the informative conversations we have here on Your Money. So take a few minutes, make this hour many more hours possible at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support. We'll get back to the conversation in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. Earlier this month, UW-Madison announced a plan to cover 4 years of tuition and segregated fees for any incoming freshman from Wisconsin whose family's annual household adjusted gross income is $56,000 or less. It's roughly the median family income in the state. About 800 state residents admitted to UW-Madison next fall will get free tuition and fees depending on income. We're talking about covering college costs here on this winter membership drive edition of On Your Money. Kevin McKinley is here. He's a financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money LLC. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. What question do you have about saving or paying for college? How about paying off student loans? Are you thinking about going to grad school, perhaps? Are you trying to figure out that sticker shock? 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Anna in New Glarus sent over an email, Kevin. She said, I'm 35 and I work as an art lecturer for a university. I make about $25,000 and have a toddler and a baby. While my husband's employment offers a 401k, I don't have anything except a Roth IRA, of which I'm putting in about $100 a month. I'm also putting money away for my kids' college funds. What is the best thing to do with my money? Should I be maxing out my Roth or at least contributing more? Are there other good options for retirement savings besides a Roth? And lastly, is a 592 plan for both kids the best option to save for college?
Yeah, she's that's a great 529, question. 529,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and she's probably referring to a 529 plan.
529,
and Anna,
yes.
that's a great question, and so many young families are confronted with this exact same issue. You know, they're just trying to meet their monthly expenses first, and then hopefully they can save for long-term costs as well. And just so you know, families have a way, it's kind of like finances and water, especially when it comes to college. They have a way of figuring out where this information and hopefully my answer to your question can help accelerate the water, where it flows, where it's going to go, and it kind of just works out in a certain way. But it just can ease a lot of the stress by saving the right way and then spending the right way. But to answer your question, Anna, yeah, I think you should try to max out your Roth IRA accounts first. And, you know, that might be $5,000 per person. And again, as we mentioned earlier and is contained in our On Your Money, Mini Money booklet covering college costs that you can get by pledging any dollar amount right now, the Roth IRA contributions can be pulled out at any time for any reason with no taxes or penalties whatsoever. So you should prioritize that first. And the reason being is that you can't borrow money to retire. You can borrow money to go to college, but you can't borrow money to retire. So you have to make retirement your first priority for saving. But the Roth IRA is a way that you can really do both. And if your kids get to college age and you are on track to retire or maybe been ahead of schedule, you can pull some or all of the contributions out of that Roth IRA with no taxes or penalties and use it to pay for college. But if they don't go to school or there's other resources, maybe they qualify for some kind of scholarship or better financial aid, or you just say, I'm sorry, sweetheart, we can't help you. Maybe we can help you pay off your student loans at some point. Then you can still have that Roth IRA set aside in basically a tax-free account for your own retirement. So focus on the pre-tax retirement savings until you get down to the 12% federal income tax bracket, then switch to the Roth IRA and max that out. And if you're in a two-parent home, that's over $10,000 per year just in the Roth IRA. Most people don't even have $500 that they can use right now to cover an emergency car repair. So if you can contribute $10,000 in your Roth IRAs, you're doing great. And if you save that well while the kids are young, then you don't need to save as much for retirement while they're going to college. You can divert some of your money away from saving for retirement back towards paying for college expenses out of pocket.
Anna, thanks so much for that question at On Your Money at WPR.org. Kevin, you know, it's our winter membership drive, as you know, time to think about how much you've learned from, how much perhaps you've even learned from listeners, too. It goes two ways, it's a two-way street. But people are getting, enjoying WPR programs during the year, thinking about how you want to keep them going strong in 2018. And here's where we stand. We need 97 more pledges this hour to make our goal here. Kevin, I know that you know this is possible.
Yes, and people are very generous, and they usually kick it in right in the last 10 minutes of the show here, and I'm counting on you people. Again, I'm a very small-minded man, and so these kinds of numbers really matter to me, and I appreciate your support. It demonstrates that you are out there, you are listening, and you do care enough to take not only the time that it takes, it's a few minutes, but to a few dollars to have it just sent out, whether it's $1, $5, $50, $100, whatever you can afford. Hopefully the information that we provide here at On Your Money will not only save you that much in the future, but has done so in the past. And so I say, you know what, I have done something that I felt good about based on the information I received from the show. And so I'm going to pay a little bit of that back right now. And there are a few things in life that I can guarantee other than you will feel good after you make that donation. But to get that good feeling, you have to go online at WPR.org right now or call 888-202-2552. And Kate, I don't know if you've heard this story before. I might have mentioned it, but when you're talking about going to school and directing kids in a certain way to try to get the best education for the dollar, I am a proud person who barely graduated from UW-Madison, but I did graduate many years ago. And I believe in the UW public school system. I think it's fantastic. I've seen it over and over again, what a cost-effective way it is. But I wanted to make sure my kids understood that. And so from a very young age, I kind of indoctrinated them, said, you know, if you want to go to a really good school, especially if you're undergraduate degree and you live in Wisconsin or Minnesota and you get reciprocity, UW-Madison's the way to go. That's about, you know, let's start there. And then after that, we can look at other schools around the country. And my oldest daughter was about 12 or 13, and she had pretty good grades, not great. And her test scores were pretty good, but not great. And I told her, I said, honey, you know, if you want to get into Madison, I said, you're going to have to get better grades and you're going to have to really work hard on these standardized test scores. Because I said, I'm hearing a lot of stories of children of our clients, of children of our friends, really bright kids with good grades, and they're not getting into Madison. So you're going to have to bump up your work here if you really want to get in. And she looks at me and she goes, Dad, you got into Madison.
Oh, dear. And your response?
I said, that was a different time. When I got in, you basically, the check had to clear. That was about as hard as it was to get in. It's a very different story right now. So, yeah, when you mentioned about the tuition assistance plan for lower income Wisconsin residents, I think that's fantastic. But then you have to get into the school actually mm-hmm. to qualify for it. So there's lots of information contained in our On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs. But you have to go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Pledge any dollar amount, anything you can afford, just to show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money now. And you will also get a copy of our On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs. Could save you hundreds or thousands of dollars in tuition costs, room and board, interest on student loans, whatever. It's a very good investment in that manner.
Your gift is powerful. Go to 888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org. Get your Covering College Costs booklet and have that knowledge. Be armed with the knowledge about college. Once again, the number 888-202-2552 or WPR.org to help get to our goal here. Kevin, we've got 82 now, as the numbers are ticking down.
All right.
Aaliyah from Milwaukee says, I enjoy listening to the show on my daily commute. Ellen in Madison says, listening to your On Your Money and wanting advice about how to pay for college. Great show. Awesome gift. So thank you so much if you've pledged already. And if you're a new member, thank you at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. So, Kevin, once students get out of school and hopefully with a degree, what are their next steps?
Try to live a life that as close as you can possibly stand to that grimy, poverty-stricken life you just had in college. You know, a lot of times I see young adults get in trouble because they move out of this cruddy dorm or this five-bedroom house, and they want to have their own apartment, their own car, nice things. They load up a bunch of money at IKEA, and then lo and behold, they can't afford to not only support that lifestyle, but to pay off their their student loans and save money for retirement. So at least for the first year or two, share an apartment, even share a bedroom, especially if you have to live in a larger, more expensive metropolitan area. or live at home if your parents will allow it. If you can stand it, don't buy a car. And this is a big thing that younger adults get caught up in is entertainment expenses, going out to eat and to drink. If you can host people at your own place or you can go to their place and eat and drink there, it's a much better way than going out to a restaurant and dropping $50 or $75 on drinks and food every two or three nights.
And how should you prioritize paychecks?
Build up 3 months' worth of living expenses first, and that does several things. Not only gives you an emergency fund, it helps you get a savings amount that'll beat 90% of American households, but it forces you to track your living expenses so you can figure out what 3 months of that figure is. And then you can, by tracking it, you find out what you can cut. Then make your minimum student loan payments. Don't take on any new credit card debt. As a rule of thumb, if you have 3 months worth of living expenses and you're making your minimum payments and you're saving at least $5,000 a year for retirement and you can pay cash for anything above and beyond that, you can afford it.
How can parents help their kids get off to a really good start in adulthood?
You know, they can. It's uncomfortable for a lot of parents to do this, especially with a young adult, but help them develop a spending plan so they can see the difference between their gross pay and their net pay and figure out, sadly, just how little is going to be left over for extracurricular spending after they pay for their basic expenses and make their student loan payments, and then maybe provide some kind of safety net so they don't miss a payment if they can, because missing a payment can really ding their credit score a lot, and that can hurt them for several years down the road. On the condition that it doesn't happen again, say, okay, I'm going to make your rent payment for you because I understand you've had a tough month, but then we're going to sit down, see where your money went, where it's going, and how we can make sure that you don't miss another payment on your own in the future.
And how can parents help with student debt?
Again, they can maybe make a monthly payment or two if they don't have a lot of money. Just say, hey, look, I'm going to give you a grace period. I'll make your $250 payment or whatever it is right now so that you can stay current. They might want to pay the loans off with a new loan and give the kids a lower interest rate in a longer term so that the payments can be lower and a little more affordable. Some parents borrow against home equity or get a new mortgage to do that. I'm okay with doing that, but you can always do that in an emergency instead, and it puts your house at risk. So I'd rather have you, if the kids are running into trouble and you're kind of tight in a tight position financially yourself, I'd rather have you say, hey, let's just make the payment that's required on your student loans. Then we got 30 days to figure out where the next payment's going to come from, and we can always tap into the mortgage or the home equity line of credit down the road if we need to do it.
Well, here's where we stand. Almost 160 pledges have come in this hour. We need 61 more to make our goal of 220 pledges. I gave a lot of numbers there. Let me repeat, pledge count right now as it stands, 163 pledges. It just ticked up. We need 57 more pledges here left, and we've got 4 minutes to do it. I know we can do it. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Every amount gets the Covering College Costs booklet, the booklet that we've been talking bits and pieces. Kevin has been talking about all hour. It can be yours, emailed to you quite easily. Pledge count now, Kevin, 166.
Wow.
With 54
here they come.
Pledges. Here's that rush, yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, people, for all of you who listen and pledge. And again, I know it takes some time, and I know it takes a few dollars, but any dollar amount that you pledge gets you your copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, Covering College Costs, 16 pages, jam-packed with information that you can use at any age and stage of a child's life, or even to pay for your own college expenses or to help you pay off your student loan debt. You know, there's nothing wrong with borrowing money to pay for higher education, but you do have to pay it back, because otherwise it can have a lifetime of a negative effect on you. But you can get your copy of Covering College Costs by going online at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. Show your support for your good friends at Wisconsin Public Radio, that you listen to On Your Money, that you care about this programming that's around you. And, you know, if you think about it, Kate, for the amount of time most of us spend listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, even pledging $100, that represents just a few cents per hour of what we get out of Wisconsin Public Radio in general, and hopefully On Your Money specifically. But go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now.
And you listen to the Ideas Network every day. You rely on the programs for the news information, interesting conversations. You might like the entertainment, the inspiration, but you also might like the guidance that comes with On Your Money, the personal advice, financial advice, those tough money questions that crop into every stage of life. That's what On Your Money helps with each week. So make your pledge right now at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. You'll get the Covering College Costs booklet at any amount that you give. We're looking for 41 more pledges now to meet our goal. We can do it. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Your gift is powerful. Give right now. Kevin, what is the website of the week?
It's collegescorecard.ed.gov, a website put up by the U.S. Department of Education, collegescorecard.ed.gov, and it allows families to search for schools based by location, size, programs, degrees, etc., and it gives them a better way to winnow down all the thousands of different options out there so that they can find the right school for them. And then by pledging right now, they can get the Covering College Cost Mini Money Booklet.
And four more words before we go.
Spend less, have more.
Kevin McKinley is a financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money, LLC. On Your Money can be heard on the Ideas Network Tuesday mornings at 8 and rebroadcast Saturdays at noon.